Right at it. Right at it!
Home!
He's done it again! Just as he did at the John Deere for his first win.
Hello, and welcome into episode 103 of the Go Get That podcast. Plenty to talk about today. Obviously, the big news on today, December the 7th in the golf world, is about the Hero World Challenge and Jordan Spieth's sixth place finish. So we'll get into that, and then like Rom might have gone to live or something like that. So we may or may not touch on that as well.
Dan, I think you missed the most important thing.
Your
facial hair.
For our YouTube watchers. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yes. My mustache is here.
It's looking good.
It is. I think so. You know, we'll see how long it lasts. That depends on its performance at the bars, so to speak. But we'll go from there. So, yeah, I appreciate you noticing. I guess it's kind of hard not to notice, but it is what it is. I like it. So it's here for now. Thank you. I appreciate it.
I think there will be good numbers on the stat sheet in the near future.
Yeah, I would like to think so. I think anyway, speaking of stat sheets, I don't know. Well, I guess where do we want to start? Do we want to start with 500 million plus on the stat sheet, or do we want
we could start with empty slots in the Patriots wide receivers stat sheet.
Yes,
tonight.
Yes, I actually will be going down to the Berg after this is over to be receiver number 4 for New England.
Nice. For the second half, will you make it there for the second half?
I run a 5.140. I'm not tough, but
5.151 miles per hour.
Yeah, I will run the route tree and catch some zippers from Zappy. So, looking forward to it. I wouldn't start me in fantasy, but you know, I could be a nice waiver pickup going forward.
You're versatile.
I am
gonna get more playing time than Antonio Gonzalez, who was the Patriots' third round pick. Like,
yes, Garcia. Yeah.
Troy,
way back in the 2020 NFL draft.
Oh, Bill Belichick.
Yeah, B chick. Anyway, Jay Spieth. It's pretty good. Like we saw a lot more of him on TV than I thought, which meant that it went pretty well. Numbers say it went pretty well. But what say you?
I think it went decent. I thought that it was unfortunate how as soon as he really got into the thick of it, he kind of stunk down his leg. But yeah.
Well, who was tracking him?
we can talk about those stat sheets later if we need to. But regardless, first 2 days were great. Exceed expectations. I don't know how the driver went from so good to so bad so quickly. But besides that, I mean, this is kind of a golf course where if you keep it in play, like, you can score. You just can't miss the fairway. Because if you miss the fairway, there's a 50-50 chance you lose a ball or take an unplayable.
Yeah.
Which is how desert golf is, which I've learned fairly quickly as I went through five packs of Pro Vs in one semester. Like 12 packs, like the $48 packs in one semester. So that was not good. Some would say my off the tee game resembled Spieth on Saturday. It's also not good. But
yeah, I mean he got a little unlucky, I think, on some of those.
Oh yeah, yeah, for sure. There's no doubt about it that he didn't play well enough, but he also got screwed in some points for sure.
That's well said. Yeah. Good week. I think let me pull up the old Instagram right here. I think I described it pretty well. I'll give myself a pat on the back. I said Great week is a little strong, but really good week is probably how I would describe the 4 days. He looked like someone that come century, looks like a guy that could compete at century. He didn't look like he took the entire, I guess, the last 8 weeks off. It looks like he got some work in, which he kind of alluded to before the tournament. There's something there. We haven't really seen that at the Hero in a couple of years because he's like DFL'd or nearly DFL'd the last couple of years before this year. But there were some signs. I mean, the iron play for the most part was really good. The driver was good. The problem was when it wasn't good, it resulted in a lost ball, as Bob kind of alluded to. The putter, still obviously a work in progress. We had a 3-putt from 12 feet. I think a couple other 3-putts.
One of the days.
Yeah. That was Thursday. I think like three total 3-putts. Didn't make a whole lot. He's in the red with the strokes gained putting, but at least the ball striking, you know, it showed some signs. We haven't really seen that at past Heroes. So the goal is we take what we saw at Hero, you know, take the next 4 weeks and, you know, sharpen it up, tighten it up, and be ready to win a golf tournament at Kapalua. So
yeah, I meant to mention this. Friday through Sunday, he played the third hole in like 6 shots worse than they should have. Which is not good. He made an eagle with his second ball on one of the days, and I think he had 2 doubles besides that, maybe 1 bogey. So not good. Not good at all on the third hole. He played it extremely unprofessionally. I mean, it looked like it was not professional. He was like a professional playing 17 holes, and at that one hole, it was not like him. It was like a duck hook into the crap, and then the other, but he just lost the ball right.
Yeah,
playable.
So. Yeah, I think the driver was obviously Friday. It was fantastic. Did not miss a single fairway. Granted, wide fairways, but still, you had the
windy,
and you had to hit it square, center of the face to hit fairways. I think, and you know, another sort of encouraging, I guess, thing about the driver is that the misses were all pretty similar. Like, it seemed to be a lot of just duck hooks was the big miss. The non-encouraging thing is that there's a big miss, but if he's hitting toe balls consistently as his miss, then that seems fixable. And in the eyes of Jay Spieth as well, I believe the Dallas weather has been good enough so far to continue practicing. So certainly we'll have the opportunity to sharpen some things up. But Jordan, you mentioned the iron play, and honestly some of the approach play with the woods and hybrids in particular, was pretty impressive. 1.12 on approach per round. I thought the swing looked really balanced. I thought it looked like he was hitting targets, and you could kind of tell when he was maybe a little bit late, where at times, I think sometimes he could save shots and force some, or just kind of hit a good shot that wasn't actually a good swing. And it seemed like all the good shots this week were based off of good swings put on the ball.
Yeah.
That's well said. I think you mentioned the 1-1-2. I'm looking at Datagolf right now. That was his best strokes gained approach tournament since the Heritage, which is kind of sad, but I mean, it's progress. You know, what did we ask for after the Tour Championship? Some work to be put in, and you know, I guess you can't really get worse than last year, I guess, from where our expectations are. And there were some signs showed. I think you mentioned it, Dan, the utility clubs were really, really good. I mean, he was finding what, par fives in two with ease. Drove some par fours. He was swinging with confidence, which I think we really haven't seen at the past couple Heroes. So thumbs up for me.
Yeah, I mean, I thought that given where we were coming in, it was nice to see that clearly some work was put in over the offseason between where we saw him at the Ryder Cup and here. Now, I remember Carp saying this in the chat before we, like after the tournament, there's no excuse to not turn this week, a good week, into serious contention at one of the first tournaments of the year. whether it be Kapalua, Sony, or I'll even give him a 3-week lenience because it's Spieth. There needs to be deep, deep back nine contention after the performance we saw this week. Every game, part of his game was pretty close. He showed signs all parts of his game. There's no reason the putter can't get hot for a week. The putter can get hot 3 times a year for Keegan Bradley. Can get hot for Spieth. Like we talk, I talk about this at least 3 times a year. This should be a building off of sort of tournament. That's what it's used for. It is an exhibition at the end of the day. If he had won, it would have been nice. It would have been a confidence booster. But at the end of the day, it wouldn't have been a PGA Tour win. It would have just been, this was a tournament to build your game. This was the tune-up. The Century is not the tune-up. I do not want Jay Spieth to take 10 business days off during Christmas.
It might be snowing in Dallas. The clubs are closed. Okay.
Thank God for a NetJets sponsorship. But clearly he put in a good amount of work and he was sidelined for a few weeks. So I was pleased, and all three of us are very harsh on him. I was pleased with the result. I believe we had him finishing middle of the pack, and this was exceeding that.
Yeah.
This was, for all intents and purposes, a good week, as Jordan said. And my final point on that is that, as I think Brandel was leading into this during like the pre-show or whatever, that I remember someone saying that he doesn't think that he can put it together for 72 holes. And that's literally all that Spieth is missing. Because you look at Thursday, Friday, and Sunday, those are golf tournament winning rounds. He's just missing that last, like, he needs to, what did he shoot on? He shot 1 under, right, on
Saturday? Yeah.
Yeah. And I mean, no one was beating Scotty this week in particular. But that 1 under needs to be a 69, 68. Because it could have been, honestly, barring a few bad breaks and not playing the third hole like a complete
jackass.
Yeah, that was the exact word I was looking for.
That's the word that comes to mind.
So yeah, I take it as a positive, and you know that when we say it's positive, we mean it because we're very harsh. So yeah, I think it was a good week.
No, we'll be harsh when he shows up to Kapalua and it looks like everything's falling apart, but. Let's not have that happen. But yeah.
Please know the results are coming later. Comments in the pressers.
God, that would not be good. But I don't think I have anything more on Spieth. I know I think it's kind. It might be time to jump into the elephant in the room. We're recording this Thursday night, December 7th, nearly 8 p.m. Eastern time. Bob back on the East Coast, home.
I am.
Semester over, and the. Big, big, big news. LIV Golf acquires John Rahm for over $500 million, reportedly. Decent sum of change for Mr. Rahm on Fox News early tonight with the LIV.
That's so crazy.
the LIV Letterman jacket.
Oh, my God.
It was it just was not real life.
No, it's not. It's Yeah, I guess we'll kind of parse through our thoughts here because I feel like I don't even really know, other than like, wow, it doesn't feel real. I don't have any coherent, complete like thoughts on.
I'm more just thinking
the move
to go on Fox News with that. Which guy was behind that idea?
Yasir or Greg Norman, one of those two.
But why they want to be take it seriously, and then they send out the best golfer in the world with a Letterman jacket that says LIV, making him look like a high school mascot for your new league.
I mean, Fox News leans conservative, and Donald Trump is a fan of LIV Golf, so I guess True. If you he wouldn't be on CNN. We can put it like that. I think that's a good way
no.
to put it.
Yeah.
No, he wouldn't. That's true. But to be fair, Donald Trump leaning LIV Golf has a lot to do with what the PGA of America did at the PGA, I feel yeah. like.
Yeah.
So, which kind of goes like I completely forgot that that happened to an extent. Like, it's kind of like, because that was going to be Southern Hills, right?
Well, it was going to be Trump Edminster, and then, you know, they ended up going to Southern Hills yeah. for the PGA.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a wild, it's funny you brought up that you kind of forgot the Trump Edminster thing. And it feels like there's almost so much going on in a game that is so niche in a way. Like, very few people relative to other sports actually follow golf in the way that certain people do. Like, I guess we do / other people that we know do. And the fact that there's all of this stuff going on, there's two leagues, the best player in the world, at least one of them, just signed for $500+ million and announced it on Fox News is like crazy.
It's just
and I won't say it's like out of nowhere, because I think the rumblings for Rom to live had been growing pretty strong, but it's just kind of surreal that John Rahm kind of had elevated to the face, one of the faces of the PGA Tour, and now he's the face of LIV. But LIV doesn't like present themselves in a way very well, so that Rahm's kind of, if they keep going on this path, which we'll get into in a second, probably, I don't think like this path of like being separate is going to last for very much longer. But if they keep doing it, it's like, well, Rahm's just kind of going to disappear from the mainstream golf mind. And that's crazy to me.
It's crazy. I think you kind of said it, like all the noise that it seemed like Rahm going to live was probably a foregone conclusion as of, 48 hours ago, maybe. But again, it's just the visual of him showing up on Fox News at 5 p.m. Eastern time in a LIV Letterman jacket. Announcing it, it's like the LeBron decision going to South Beach. Like, did not expect to see that, but it's crazy. I think Bob and I were kind of discussing this before you hopped on, Dan, before we started recording. It's just like all the other moves, you're like, okay, that doesn't really, it moves the needle. Cam Smith obviously moves the needle, Phil, DJ, but DJ passed his prime, Koepka, the injuries, like there just didn't seem like a reason, any reason at all for Rahm to go to LIV. Maybe because he's Spanish and Sergio's Spanish and he's really close with Phil, but like there just didn't seem to be like a great reason for him to go, and now he's gone for...
I don't think people are truly aware of how much money was just given to John Rahm. Mm-hmm. I was going through, he, with that one signing, made more than the net worths of these following people: Roger Federer, Floyd Mayweather, and Cristiano Ronaldo before the Saudi deal.
I was about to say, Ronaldo's got bread.
He's at about 890 now, but before the Saudi deal, he was at 550. At the end of October 2021, he was at around 500 million.
Can I hold a mil?
It's an unfathomable amount of money. It's literally, he can toss around money until the day he dies and still have like millions of dollars left. So I don't know what the difference is between 100 million and 200 million. Like, I mean, like at the end of the day, like John Rahm said, he would be set for life without this, right? He said that in an interview, like, his lifestyle wouldn't be changed. And that's true. I find it hard to believe that the money is as big of a factor as people are saying, purely because of the fact that it's such a stupid amount that for someone as smart as Rahm is, I think he's well aware that from a number standpoint, it looks good for him. It makes him look like a hotshot. But I think he knows that that money... that money's going to end up five generations down from him. I think the main reason was that he took finding out about the merger on Twitter as a middle finger from Monahan. And I think that was the biggest turning point as to why he's here. And I will, and I just, I think that that was, he seemed very set in stone with saying to the, on the PGA Tour until he had nothing bad to say about the PGA Tour until Monahan made that decision and half of the PGA Tour found out online. Monahan screwed this situation up so pathetically poorly. And it's coming back. And this is the first of many steps, I think, where it's going to really come back to bite him.
Yeah. No, you kind of said it well. Monahan, he's got to go. I think I actually was listening to a golf channel before we were on, and they had like an emergency show, and they had Brandel talking, and they had Johnson Wagner as well, who's a contributor to Golf Channel. And he, for like the first time, said he was actually worried about the PGA Tour. And he was mentioning, he was trying to be really nice about it and say that, you know, I think Jay Monahan's a really good person, but he was kind of alluding to the fact that, you know, a lot of the steps he's taken have kind of, you know, brought us to today where John Rahm's going to live. And it's very undeniable. I think, you know, especially just, I'm out of words here because of the last 365 days, like we've seen John Rahm go to live. We've seen Yasser and Jay Monahan show up on MSNBC. And we thought that image was crazy. It's like this entire live PGA saga. Every single month just takes another step. And we're like, holy hell, how does this happen?
It's just like, cause you look at how much you look at the sport that golf is and how numbers wise, it's a smaller sport than soccer, baseball, football. And the money that's being thrown out is bigger than any of these top sports. Besides, I guess, how the Saudis are dealing with soccer. It's just, it's ridiculous how the PGA Tour really can't. This was a huge get for LIV because until today, LIV could not say that they had the best players in the world. And now they can make, they gain so much integrity on the golf side of things. And I told this to you before, Jordan, with this signing, purely because of the fact that they now have, they now have at the very least two of the top four best players in the world. So I think it's.
Who else is in the top four?
I don't think Cam Smith's in the top five.
No, I don't either.
But I do think, Brooks is.
Ooh. That's another discussion.
It's hard to deny Brooks a spot in, like, probably not currently, right? Who knows how often Brooks has touched a club recently, but
all right.
In the sense of, like, he just won a major championship.
And he won, like, two live events after that.
Just to cherry pick, there's no way he's top four because there's Scotty, there's Rahm, there's Rory, and there's
Hovland.
Rory, poo-hoo. He would be number five.
And then the blue power.
I think in no world do I see right now Rory better than Brooks.
Oh,
Rory won the race to Dubai, right?
Yeah, but only on points. not because he actually won the tournament.
Yeah,
he basically,
which is as meaningless as it gets to me.
Basically.
And I don't take winning events as that important, but I mean, clearly he's playing decent enough golf plus the major championship. I don't think you can deny him a spot in the top five players in the world right now. And I don't know. I think that it's just, this was a real kick to the nuts of the PGA Tour because Rahm said that he had no interest. And this saying always keeps coming up, like everyone has a number, which I don't believe is true. I think there are some people that don't have a number, but
Spieth,
I think
J.
What?
Spieth, J.
Well, I was actually thinking about this. How much would Liv be willing to pay for Spieth?
I just don't think Spieth would go.
I don't think he would either. I think Spieth to live is completely out the back door. But Spieth if Spieth asked for a billion, would they give it to him? If Spieth or Rory asked for a billion.
Yeah.
I think the answer would be yes. I just don't think.
Especially for Rory. I think the question is, what would Liv offer Spieth straight up?
I mean, I guess it's have to start at $550 million.
I think it would be close.
You think it'd still be more than Rom?
Hell yeah.
He's a bigger name than
Rom.
Yeah. I think it would be closer to 800.
It's besides though. He's not going.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah. Yeah. That's,
well, and I think to your point about.
Not like he'd be. Never mind. Actually.
I don't think Rom necessarily had a number. I just think Rom had a boiling point with the PGA Tour and Monahan.
I agree.
It was less about, oh man, I'm making all this money, and more about, well, I mean, it's hard to deny. Yeah, I'll take $500 million, but I still get to stick it to the PGA Tour, who I think stuck it to me, and And I think that's kind of the point. And Rom knew, think about a chessboard. Rom's was kind of like a queen, right? Able to move anywhere, powerful in that way, big face of the game. I mentioned that he was just if you thought about the PGA Tour and you put kind of three faces up there, excluding Tiger, right? I think in the sense it's Rory and it's Rom and it's some combo of Scotty, Spieth, so maybe there's five guys up there. But Rom was one of them, I think. And so he used his power to kind of send a message up, one, to secure five plus generations of Roms. Like Kepa Rom is going to be.
He's set, baby. He's set.
And Kepa Rom will never have to work a day in his life if he doesn't want to.
No. And, future Roms will also feel fortunate in that sense.
Congrats to Kepa's offspring.
Yes. Big day for a 3-year-old's future kids. I kind of lost my train of thought there, but it's massive. And it leads me to think that there's going to be some sort of actual official deal of joining at some point. Because
I think there has to be now.
Golf cannot be this divided. It
can't. It's bad for the sport. It's everything about what the PGA Tour wanted to do with elevated events is now gone. The whole point of having elevated events was having the best players in the world at more than just four tournaments a year, and now it's literally once again at four tournaments a year. Yeah, I think a lot of it's going to come down. I mean, there's so much. I mean, we're all college students. None of us are going into law. There's so many legal things that have to happen that we don't even have the slightest clue about. We don't even know what's going on. I mean, the fact that this is golf and we're in we're going to be in the Supreme Court is ridiculous.
Yeah. Well, forget who it was. Somebody on this topic of law real quick. Somebody brought up the Department of Justice case about how Liv claimed that there wasn't competition or something because the PGA Tour was keeping everybody, but this kind of goes against that in a way.
Yeah,
because
I just don't really know what the wording says to be able to give enough input on it.
Yeah, but they just took Rom. So clearly there is, you could make the PGA Tour can now make the case, well, there's plenty of competition, but then
plus John Rom. Let's say the top six players on the PGA Tour played the top six players on Liv. Who would you say the top six players on Liv? You have Brooks, Rom, in no order. Brooks, Rom, Cam.
Cam Smith. Probably DJ when he's playing.
Probably DJ.
Best.
Probably Gooch.
Oosthuizen.
No.
David Puig.
No. Shout out Arizona State.
James Pyatt, maybe.
James Pyatt.
I don't really know if they have six.
Eugenio Chikara.
No, yeah. definitely not. Maybe
Sebastian Munoz.
Munoz.
Hendrik Stenson.
What if Hideki just goes to Liv now?
Nah.
I don't see it happening.
It happening. If you're going to turn down $300 million, you're going to turn down $500 million.
So back to this top six tour versus top six.
Yeah, it's a lot more competitive now.
Yeah, but
yeah,
I
U.S.
does that even
team,
matter though? I feel like it's not even about like who has the better players.
It's about power, I think.
The PGA Tour like markets, at least for the American consumer, it's golf way better than LIV does. And I'm gonna watch the PGA Tour way more than I watch LIV golf. So frankly, I could, you know, the tops. It is an interesting debate, top six versus top six. And I think to your point, like LIV is adding. By adding Rom, they are adding depth and like a spearhead to their league. But it's, I mean, I'm still trying to wrap my head around all of it. Like, Rom's not going to be at American Express. He's not going to be defending at Genesis either. He's not going to be.
He's not going to be wiping the field at the Mexico Open.
Yeah, at Vedanta. Like,
did you see what Rory just said?
What did Rory just
say? Rory just said something?
Yeah, unfortunately, it's from a reporter that we don't like to look at. But
I don't know who you were referring to.
John is going to be at Bethpage in 2025. Because of this decision, we're going to have to rewrite the rules for Ryder Cup eligibility.
So now we're rewriting the rules.
Yeah.
Oh, just
this
to get
a bad look for Rory too.
Yeah, just to get ham there. Come on,
I mean, Rory's always I think Bob said it well during the Ryder Cup when he called him a whiny. Where we will not use a podcast. Rory's always got to chime in, though. Rory's certainly part of the problem. That's just my opinion.
Absolutely, absolutely.
On the Bob shares. But he's just always, like, that's, I think, part of why Rom wanted to leave, too. Mm-hmm. Like, Rory, all the talk is about Rory. But if we wanted to transition into another, I guess, lighter subject, massive trade between the Range Goats and the Team Smash GC today. Just massive news.
Did you see the way that did you see the way that Flushing It worded it? It was like Adam Schefter like copied and like they just refilled in the names.
I mean
that's the Wolf for Gooch trade, right? Because I think there was another one too.
There was a Varner trade as well.
Yes,
there were a lot of trades.
But if you're the
Varner's on the move,
who traded Gooch for Wolf?
Bubba traded Gooch for Wolf.
Bubba. Oh my, Bubba the GM is like Belichick the GM.
That's
Bubba
like might be suffering from similar things as Bill Belichick.
Oh my goodness. That's an awful. Gooch was awesome last year, and Matthew Wolf has.
Gooch is the individual champion.
Yeah, his game is about as erratic as his swing, Wolf says.
It's like trading. It's quite literally like a GM trading the entire Chiefs roster for the Bears roster.
Yeah. Or it's like trading Mahomes and his offensive line for Bailey Zappi and the Patriots receivers. Like, that's,
you just hope there's some like cash considerations in there.
Yeah, yeah.
Future considerations.
A third round pick,
as Mr. Passan would say.
I mean, look, maybe Wolf is under a better contract. Maybe the Range Goats just had to shed some money, clear some salary,
some cap space issue.
Yeah, they were over the cap. I mean, look, maybe GM Bubba like knows what's going on and has been talking to Wolf. But then, wouldn't that be tampering? I'm not quite sure what's going on over there. In the
I really don't think there's much. This is so unprecedented. We don't know what the rules say.
Right.
Yeah.
Did you see Smash replying to Dan Rappaport?
That was funny. Twitter's
a beef. Yeah.
It's so good. Twitter is like the perfect. It's almost like Twitter was invented for golf media.
Golf Twitter is. It's
the thing
Twitter
that
is
honestly
undefeated.
Is keeping live sort not entertained to watch, just entertained to stay in the loop with is how unprofessional they are.
You mean when they acquired Rom, they spelled his name John?
No, I mean how the admins of the teams are crapping on journalists.
You gotta think it's Brooks for Smash that's replying to Rappaport. Right?
It'd be funny. Kepka's a funny guy. Kepka likes to stir the pot. I can respect that. No, it's Liv's a It's and that's the funny thing is, like, if Liv did this better, they could be dominating. You know what I'm saying? But they're just kind of like, they're landing some big hits, but they're kind of just not really sure what they're doing with the rest of their system.
At the end of the day, they have a lot of potential, but at the same time, there's always going to be those people that are like, well, your chairman is like dismembering people. So like, that's their problem.
Yeah. There goes your credibility. I mean,
that's why I said that they gained integrity on the golf side. Right. There's no integrity to gain on the humanitarian side.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's
far past the humanitarian side.
That ship has been sailed. I believe.
It would be funny if like a term in like the agreement for like the merger was that they'd settle down on the amount of beheadings per year or something like that.
Be a step in the right direction.
So do you think anybody follows Rahm over there?
Like, yeah.
I believe there's already two signed that they just haven't announced.
Which seems to be the rumor, at least.
But like, what kind of caliber are we talking here?
I think I could see someone of a definitely someone of a Jason Day going at some point.
Interesting.
Well, you saw his comments today, right?
They do. Jason Day?
Yeah.
No, I didn't.
He was basically talking about how everyone has a number, and he was basically asking for an offer.
Yeah. I mean, that would complete the Aussie team, right? Mark Leishman, Cam Smith, Jason Day, and
Matt Jones, Arizona State as well.
Matt Jones.
Team Ripper. There's some potential there.
Team Ripper. You know, I was curious. He might. Is Kevin Na a captain?
I don't think no. He plays for Captain DeChambeau on the Ironheads.
Well,
I will say. It's not Ironheads. It's the Crushers. My apologies, the Crushers.
The Crushers.
Oh,
apologies
the seven,
to their fans
because I feel like
seven. Hold on, you can go down.
If you can trade Matt Wolf for Taylor Gooch, like I feel like Kevin Na might have some value on the trade market.
Hey,
that's an interesting thought.
You know, I might bring that up to B. DeChambeau next time I see him. But
yeah,
that's just.
I mean, I'm sure he'd have to crunch some numbers,
right? Well, and yeah, salary cap, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah,
and who knows how many picks the Crushers have in the tank, right?
How many?
Do they even own their first round pick this year? I don't know.
I think Bryson has a Google sheet like how many walk-ins per cap hit is his worth, like what's his value to a decimal.
Yeah, I'm sure he does.
But I want to say there are seven professionals that are alumni of Arizona State, and there's one that's still on the PGA Tour. Do you guys have any guesses who it is?
You repeat the question again.
There are seven professionals on like the main tours that like we would know. I don't. There might be some like on the Asian tour that I don't know, but that went to Arizona State. Six of them are on LIV. I tweeted that on my personal. I showed you that.
There's one ASU golfer currently on tour.
Correct.
On the PGA Tour. So Rahm's gone. Paul Casey's gone. Matt Jones.
Mickelson. Pat Perez.
Is he old?
And Puig.
And Puig.
Oh, I'd say he's probably mid. Puig.
So he's like a 30-year-old.
Let me find out how old he is. He did have a few moments. Oh yeah, he's old. He's late 40s. I mean, early 40s. He was in contention a few times this year.
Is no way. There's no way Chuck Hoffman went to ASU.
No. That would fit it though.
I was gonna say that would fit the
brand.
Kind of funny.
He was in contention.
Where can you give us a hint at where he was in contention?
Yeah, that would help.
Or does that give it away?
The closest tournament to where I reside.
Travelers.
It's not Taylor, is it?
Oh, is it Chez Reavie?
It is.
Oh.
Wow. Chez.
Chez.
I could definitely see Chez being a money man.
Oh, I'm sure he could.
I'm sure if Chez is offered $2 million, he is gone.
I'm sure, yeah. I'm sure he'd help the cliques quite a bit.
I think we just create an ASU team at that point.
Folks, we have a touchdown for the New England Patriots. It's 7-0.
No way.
Zappy takes the Pats down the field.
What? No, you're lying. I didn't even realize it started. Oh, come on. We're supposed to lose this game.
That's going to be tough.
Zappy 3 of Juju Smith-Schuster has a 37-yard catch. That's more yards than he's had the past 5 games combined.
I'm actually going to look into other alumni.
Are you kidding me?
I mean, you have your quarterback, Dan. You have your quarterback.
Dude, if we beat Pittsburgh on the road, what are we doing? What are we doing?
That's our first opening. Oh, you want to know who else?
First opening drive touchdown of the year.
I apologize because he just got his card. There is one more player who's on tour.
He just got his card?
Yeah. He's old. You'll know him for sure.
Eric Cole.
No.
Eric Cole.
He is a PJ Tour winner.
Really?
Just got his card.
He just got his card. So he just regained his card. Mm-hmm.
He was actually in sort of the golf Twitter buzz recently for a certain reason.
Who?
Grayson Murray.
Oh, oh my God. That's kind of what I was gonna say.
That's yeah.
What were you gonna say?
I was gonna say Chris Stroud.
No,
because he's been in the news too.
Why? What?
He's you haven't heard about the whole Chris Stroud? Dan, you've heard about it, right?
Yeah, he wasn't. He's saying like, I want more money.
Yeah, he was pissed basically because he said the tour was only taking care of like their top names when the guys won, like, $30 million in career earnings.
Which is like, bro, Chris.
Have you guys heard of Chan Kim?
Yes, I've heard of Chan Kim.
Yeah, I've heard of him too. He also went there, but he's definitely not on tour. Probably old.
There you go. Chan Kim is winning the Sony Open.
Definitely possible.
Place your bets on that.
Yeah. I'm taking Ches Reavie to live for sure.
Yeah, this is bad. At first, obviously, when this news first came out about Liv in general, what, year and a half, 2 years ago now, it was like, the tour will be all right because Liv got DJ, they got yeah. Brooks. But just the way Monahan has handled everything is so pathetic and bad that it's like, I almost don't even, not that I don't care, but it's just like, it's hard to, like the PGA Tour has pissed off a lot of their players.
Mm-hmm.
And it's understandable why some of them are leaving aside from the money. And it's, you know, in terms of not that Liv is amazingly run. And obviously we've talked about the human rights stuff a little bit, but like PGA Tour, yeah, they're just pissing people off, and that's kind of how this stuff is gonna break down if that's what's gonna happen. So, man, it's still that I'm looking at that Rom picture now, and it's still crazy, but I can't say I'm totally like shocked that he's going. You know,
I can't say I'm shocked he's going, but just the manner in which he's going. Like,
yeah,
the Letterman jacket on Fox, I just cannot believe that actually happened. Like, that doesn't really fit his personality, first of all.
No.
Like, it's not like this was, like, Taylor Gooch fully encapsulating his moment joining LIV Golf. Like, Rom is bigger than LIV Golf. Like, I don't know why.
Yeah, he kind of is LIV Golf now. Like, you know, he is, yeah, he was bigger than LIV Golf.
He could put Grayson Murray, Chan Kim, and an 80-year-old on his team, and they'll be the favorites to win. They'll be the most watched team on the, like, he is their brand right now. I mean, I guess when you get a $600 million deal, maybe you have to put on a Letterman jacket, but
right, yeah, maybe
like, that's right. It. Maybe yeah. It was one of the future considerations. I don't know. But man, yeah, this one's a little sad to the standpoint that, well, to a standpoint it's not, because we won't have to worry about Rom for the near future.
It's good for Spieth. It's amazing for Spieth.
Because Spieth tied with Rom in the final group on Sunday does not go Spieth's way 9 times out of 10. So
I think you kind of hit on it and can start to kind of wrap this up, I think, as well. But it is sad. Like this one hits a little bit different than I think a lot of them, because Rom was cool and he got lucky sometimes last year. Think of the Genesis, like bouncing it off the grandstand to 3 feet for Eagle.
He also had the memorial like stolen from him though.
Yeah, some of his like temper tantrums could be a little like, okay, John. But he's a funny dude, good guy. It always seemed like he said the right things. Like he didn't. A lot of people get on Rory for his commentary. I thought Rom's commentary was always fair and very
very, yeah.
Not that Rory's wasn't thought out, but just Rom seemed composed and balanced and insightful. And I liked watching him play his best stuff, and so I'm not going to be doing that as often.
Yeah, it's definitely,
and that's disappointing.
At the same time, it's also like you look at some of the people who have gone, and besides the fact that he's just really freaking good and it's really annoying, he had a good story coming up. I mean, he was very inspired by Seve. And are you currently rooting on the Steelers, Mr. Dan?
No, Trubisky just threw a pick, but I think it's coming back anyway. Sorry.
Continue. Rooting for VAR. Anyways, it's just like after Rom got over his like year and a half of throwing temper tantrums, for the common fan, he was a pretty easy guy to root for. He was very relatable. For fans like us, it was hard to root for him because he was just so damn good, and it was like annoying. But he was always very emotional. He showed extreme passion for the sport. And this just sort of will taint a lot of people's opinions of him. Yeah. And I'm sure he knew that. He definitely did.
Oh, for sure.
But did you see Seve's son replied under Rom's Instagram post?
Did not.
Yes, congratulating him and wishing him the best. Like in full supportive mode.
I don't know if he'd throw him under the bus publicly.
But I don't think he would, but I think he definitely could have just not responded. Then no one would have thought anything of it.
That is true.
That's a
very fair point.
Because I remember Rom talking about on Fox about how he believes that Seve would support his decision. So
on Fox. Not on X. Fox.
Not on Golf Channel. On Fox News. Fox primetime nightly news.
Shocked it wasn't Truth Social.
Newsmax.
Or Newsmax.
Or the Tucker Carlson show on Twitter.
Yeah.
that would be fantastic.
Truth Social. Oh my. Yeah, it's I do believe that this is a sad day for the sport as a whole. Because this is as divided as the sport's ever been. So the two unanimously best players in the world are on two different tours, which is really unfortunate because you could say to an extent.
Hovland and Scheffler? Hovland and Scheffler?
Come on.
You could say for the past 2.5 years, no
Can't
one
lay
has.
It, nah.
Everyone's had their stints. Like Hovland's had a great 6 month stretch, right? For the past 3 years, Rahm and Scheffler have been the far and above best two players in the world.
Yeah,
that's fair.
And it hasn't really been close. No one's been able to sustain the quality of play for the time that Rahm and Scheffler have been able to do it at competing times too, which made it fun to watch.
Jay Spieth had a good month. From April to April.
Go, Jay Spieth.
So, how many shots is Spieth winning the Masters by?
Well, I mean, now that the defending champ is, well, I guess he'll still be there, but
Rahm will be putting the jacket on Spieth, and all will be right in the world.
Yeah.
Are we calling on the Riddler to make a statement?
I don't think we're gonna.
I don't think he needs to. I think the four major championships are like, shoot, we don't care. That just makes.
I think they should be. I think that's more fun.
If they make a statement?
No, I think it's more fun if all the best players in the world are playing the majors. But at the same time,
yeah. No, I agree. I think they're happy. They're like, yeah. It divides these other two tours, makes all these other events a little bit weaker, and it makes ours even better.
Yeah, and it's getting closer to the tennis level of quality between a slam and a normal tournament, you know? Like, no one watches the normal tournements.
I mean, Ranch, you know, obviously is still.
Well, Ranch,
there.
I'm including Ranch in the
okay.
majors.
Good,
of course.
Good.
Yeah.
Rahm can't go, but.
I just heard it was more of a sickness thing. I just heard he had like a wedding or he had the flu or something like that. Yeah. I believe that Ranch, if they wanted him there, he could be there.
Right.
I believe they have that pull.
You know what's funny is I think there's a chance, and we'll probably do a schedule preview at some point, but I think Jay Spieth could skip Ranch.
No way.
It's no longer AT&T.
It's no longer AT&T. That's right.
It's the CJ Cup at C Ranch. And I think, you know, you kind of know my thoughts on that. I think that'd be a weak move.
I think that would be the low point for the sport.
Yeah, if Jay Spieth wasn't playing at
Jay Spieth and Rahm skipping Ranch.
I don't know how I'd feel about that. Obviously, I have to look at the schedule to see how it all kind of lines up. But
hey, the CJ Cup, there will be plenty of Korean exemptions at Ranch.
Right.
And we know how Koreans play it at Ranch.
That is good point. That's a good point. Mr. M could be
M.
At
H.
Ranch.
Mr. KH.
KH. Two-time major champ.
Yeah. And I think he's like a seven-time major first-round leader.
There you go.
But, yeah, I think we're basically wrapping up here. I'm with Dan on this one. This is unfortunate because this, in my opinion, is a much bigger get than Mickelson just because even though Rahm won't bring the views that Mickelson brings to LIV, this gives them so much more quality of a golfer. It gives
he's in the prime of his career.
Yeah.
Sure.
It's crazy. I feel like one last thought. Rahm, I feel like Rahm's got to know something.
He's got to. There's no way Rahm would do this with the current.
Because why? It's just like he's on a path to be one of the greatest players ever, and going to LIV at this point does not guarantee, like, LIV wins mean they're undefined at this point, right? So, you know, it's an interesting move, but my guess is that it's very calculated, and that there's some movement as we get the December 31st deadline for this deal to happen is looming very large now, and it will be interesting to kind of see how it all plays out. So
yeah,
I don't know if you guys have any more thoughts on Hero or Rahm or Range Coach trade. I think we will probably do a schedule prediction or just kind of season preview.
Well, we do have an episode coming out soon.
That's true.
Yes, that'll be fun.
Special guest coming on.
Yes. And then that should probably, I think, take us up to the century.
And then
it's
not
that far away. It's not. Let's see. This weekend will be the 9th and 10th. Century will be the 4 weeks from now. 4 weeks from Saturday. Or this 4 weeks from today. Century Tournament of Champions. So
the play at the Hero definitely got the juices flowing. Like, I'm ready to
Football. No, I'm kind of excited. I'm excited now. a bit more excited.
Has Jay Spieth touched a putt since? I mean, touched a club since Sunday.
Odds are low, but
it's likely that he has touched Sammy's putter more to put it back in his hands than his own club.
Come on, I'm gonna send it to the chat. Come on with this live golf. I cannot believe this is real. Like it's like a red carpet, bro. I can't believe this.
And
wow.
Zappy throws a much better ball than M. Jones. Anyway, I don't have any other thoughts.
I'm ready. We can wrap it up.
Be Belichick related. Unrelated to GOLF. So, until next time.
Yeah. Thank you, everyone.
Peace.